coming up on 5:45. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. And best 5 minutes of the day is what we call it. This conversation between a couple of brothers in the Lord. Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning.
And well, I'm going to jump right into it here this morning on this rainy Friday. Is this, just between the world and the speed with which we get our news. And again, the tragic attack in Afghanistan yesterday, the suicide attack leaving, we talked about this, 13 U.S. service members killed in an explosion, 60 Afghans killed, 143 wounded, and the complete, utter, total mess there and other places around the world. And I think I'm thinking of our friend Larry Crabb in his book Finding God, where he talked about after his brother died in a plane crash and this idea of God, I know you, but I need to know you better. And I think that's where I feel today, because it's just like, God, I think I know you. And we were talking some yesterday about this, knowing God, right? That's the whole idea of, really, God, you know, who I am and who you are and how are we going to have a relationship? And so I kind of thought this morning for devotion, I'd love to go to John 17:3. I mean, this idea of, now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. And in your notes from the upper room, you've got the book and then the devotionals. And I thought maybe we could hear from that this morning.
Sure, that sounds good. I agree with you about the brokenness in relationship and with God, and I think with one another, that's been so deeply revealed. So here's what I wrote. I wrote, everyone has ideas about what happens when we die. For materialists, when people die, they simply decompose. Others believe in reincarnation, paradise with 77 virgins, or time in purgatory. Some people envision winged cherubs playing harps as they sit among the clouds or greeting Peter at the pearly gates. In truth, many of our ideas about the afterlife come from Bugs Bunny rather than Scripture. Jesus frequently talked about the kingdom of God, but he was not referring only to a future kingdom. Eternal life is not a paradise of material comforts. It is the final realization of the way things ought to be. Heaven is love actualized. Jesus prayed that eternal life is found in knowing the Father and Son, but not just head knowledge. Biblically, to know is to have relational intimacy. We cannot fully know another person unless we spend time together. Heaven is truly knowing and being known by God.
That's really good. I love that. That is such a creative first paragraph there. I love how you set that up. So,
well, it's interesting. I was just thinking about this week. I finished reading Nathan Anderson's first book on his Hell trilogy, and it's called A More Beautiful Hell, I think is the title of it. Just a lot of the myths that we believe about hell and how they don't necessarily match up with Scripture. And, and I mentioned Bugs Bunny, but again, I think so much of what we understand about the afterlife comes from a well-known poem called Dante's Inferno that was written a long time ago. As I read Scripture, and I think we hear this from Larry Crabb, is, the Bible, if it could be described in one word, it's about relationship, right?
You have
said that 100 times, right?
Sure.
And I think that the John 17 passage really gets at the importance of relationship, not only with God, but with one another. And it's just good to be reminded of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think just the thing I think about relationship is that in terms of who we are, and that's what I talked about yesterday in terms of, a lot of times I'm going to God and just acknowledging, hey, my fears, my faults, my shortcomings. Like, I just want to kind of reemphasize, you really want to know not who I pretend to be, like who I really am. Another great Crabb line,
right?
That I think relates, I just love. He's just like, where there's pretense, there's no spiritual growth. So to me, that means don't pretend with God and, find at least, one. You and I try to get as real as we can with each other, because we want to grow. We want to bear out what Proverbs says is iron sharpens iron, so one sharpens another. But if we're a couple of Pharisees just faking it, I don't think that spiritual growth is going to happen,
Right. Absolutely. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a great closing press.
Go ahead. I was going to say that a lot of that pressing into that discomfort is just so good for us as people, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, I mean, just truthfully, we talk about the mess of the world. I mean, realistically, grappling with the craziness internationally, nationally, locally, and in our own lives, right? Like in our own families, whether it's immediate or extended. And yeah. You got to grapple with that. And I think to me, it's not Pollyanna, right? You can't be, it's not always, it's difficult. And that's where
right.
I would recommend Crabb's book. Let's see. What about When God's Ways Don't Make Sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one.
Because, and you were one of the endorsers on that, but the idea, and maybe we can pick up with there next Tuesday after the Mental Health Monday, but the idea of, he writes about three biblical characters, and the one he lands on, Habakkuk, about trembling before we trust, and I think there's some great stuff there. All right, hey, close us off with your prayer from John 17:3, if you would. So.
You bet. Jesus, your prayer are some of the most profound words ever written down. I admit that my thoughts about you are often off base, which leads me to wrong thinking and wrong living. Help me to truly know you and relish the fact that our intimacy will grow on into eternity. Amen.
All right. Breakfast tomorrow?
See you there.
All right. Sounds good. It's been too long since we convened. Oh, the birthday girl has arrived here as we come up on 18 before 7 o'clock. No, it's just, we'll just continue to measure. It's like the day after your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the weekend after.
What an extravaganza. Thank you, Mark. You just made it, I don't know, probably the best birthday of my life.
Cool.
It was super fun. And listeners, you were so gracious and kind and super funny. And
a lot
I
of them will be featured in the Best of the Week at about 8:45
nice.
This morning and on the WIB podcast. And you can catch yesterday's show. But what it was is, I was telling somebody at the soccer game last night, a mutual friend, Brian Quaid.
Oh, I
and I was
Brian.
Just like, oh, we had a lot of fun with Susan's birthday because she does all these accents, which I didn't know when I recommended you for this job that you had all of that. I just knew you were a really fun person.
You didn't know how much attention I needed.
And then to invite the listeners, we heard everybody from Julia Child to a Charlie Behrens and everything else.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody. But now it's time to move on.
Very good.
You have 364 more days to plan my next birthday celebration.
It's a milestone next
year.
Yeah,
it's rainy out there.
Yeah. It is. And it's a rainy forecast, too. I mean, so we've been sharing it this morning, but yeah. So that is something to deal with. Get an umbrella, do what you need to, and
be cozy today. Uh-huh.
There you go.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. You've heard it, and it's true. For Texas mom Tiffany Sheree, she left her job as a canteen server when she realized she could earn up to $1,000 a week by selling off thrown away items that she found dumpster diving.
It sounds like something you'd see on one of those Facebook pop-ups.
Exactly.
Where it's like, mom earns $1,000 a week after quitting her job. You'll never guess what she does.
Right, but
dives into dumpsters.
Couldn't it be a good reality show where you've got dumpster divers competing against each other in different cities to see who comes up with the biggest treasure?
I love it.
Right?
Mark. Sold. I will buy that pilot.
Very good.
And here's the thing. I don't want to compete for money or anything. I just want to go behind the Krispy Kreme and whatever doesn't make the cut.
Where is that factory?
Yeah. Yes.
So for 32-year-old Sheree, who has 4 children and 2 million followers on TikTok, dumpster diving has been a pursuit for several years. Her finds can include items with slightly damaged packaging. She scored a $750 coffee maker from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Wow.
Not only does her haul pay the bills from their resale, she's also furnished the bulk of her family's home with items she and her husband have found in the trash.
What goes on? This is awesome.
I know. I may have bought things from her on eBay and not even realized.
Well, somewhere along the way, she's got 2 million followers. Mom.
I just think, if you can get...
I'm just putting my hair up in a messy bun today because we're going dumpster diving behind the Hershey's factory.
Right. And see, that's, I think, the key. Is there are certain dumpsters I would not dive into? I don't know. Like a restaurant dumpster. I don't know if I'd do that. But Bed Bath & Beyond, yeah.
You guys, everyone has been asking me about my dumpster diving routine. So I just wanted to share a couple tips with you.
Right.
influencers come in all shapes and sizes.
Here's the other thing. Other than the coffee maker, she has found unopened makeup worth hundreds of dollars. Yeah. Bed sheets, pillows, blankets, towels, and pet products like cat trees and dog cages.
Can you imagine Christmas when people unwrap things from her and it's like, where'd this come from, Mom?
Yeah, exactly.
Expired 2019, but thanks.
One person's trash is another person's
treasure. That's so true.
I admire and I'm glad it's ingenuity. True. That's awesome. 7:48 here in the WIB Wake Up Show, 64 degrees. Another week has absolutely flown by. Maybe it has for you as well. And so that's why we do this every week. Other than that, we just want to and it's fun. We bring together, we aggregate, conglomerate all the different things that have gone on in news, sports, politics, pop culture in the past week or so, and we bring them to you because you might have missed them, and we do it in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here you go.
Kind of a downer to start off this week. According to a study, you increase your risk of a stroke by 33% if you routinely work more than 55 hours per week.
So I guess Congress is safe? Work smarter, not harder, guys.
And so am I. MasterCard wants to phase out the magnetic stripe on the back of its cards.
And replace it with a scented stripe. Ooh, you got the new Spearmint MasterCard.
Lucky.
Extra is where I'd go. Americans are waiting longer than previous generations before purchasing their first home.
Yeah, they want to wait until their kids are old enough to get part-time jobs to help pay the mortgage.
Isn't that the truth?
Researchers say our brains boot up when we wake up in the morning.
This explains why I have such a hard time getting out of bed. My brain is booting up using Windows 98. Blue screen of death.
A survey reveals that single men change their bed sheets once every 3 months.
Even the bed bugs are grossed out.
United Airlines recently reminded its employees not to duct tape unruly passengers and instead use the onboard quote-unquote, designated items to restrain them.
How exciting would it be if the designated item for unruly passengers was a parachute?
Be nice to the flight attendants.
And finally, something I learned this week, North Korea has its own version of Netflix.
But this one tells you what you're going to watch.
That's right.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
I love segments like this when you have everyday products that have other uses. And this is inspiring me because I just got a paper cut and now I know I can heal it with ChapStick.
We think.
Yeah.
We never know if these came from TikTok or not. And
but we have lots of ideas here for everyday products that can be used for other things here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's hit it, Caleb.
All right. How about relieving insect bites with some deodorants? It doesn't give any specificity.
Yeah,
I'm an
Old
Spice man myself. I've never really thought about rubbing it on an insect bite, but I guess... what would it hurt?
How about polish shoes with Pledge furniture polish?
Huh.
I'm going to try it.
Again, this is from Clean It, Fix It, Eat It. Wacky uses for ordinary products here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Kill head lice with Hellman's mayonnaise. I have heard that.
Really?
I have heard that, yes.
And it conditions your hair. It makes your hair really nice,
yeah.
I heard.
Of course, now I think of The Office when Michael's getting Dwight to massage peanut butter into his hair.
Or use Alka-Seltzer to clean a toilet.
Pop it in and fizz it.
Let's do it.
Use Jell-O. Oh, goodness.
Okay, I looked this up. Go ahead.
Use Jell-O to deodorize smelly feet.
Okay, I could not believe this, so I Googled it. They said, get a basin of warm water, put in lemon Jell-O, soak your feet, and then it said, don't let the Jell-O stain your feet.
And don't let your kids eat the Jell-O afterward.
So lemon Jell-O is the key, I guess.
Lemon Jell-O.
Uh-huh.
Odd uses for ordinary products. Try using Bounce fabric softener tissues to dissolve soap scum from the shower door.
I've done that before and it totally works.
Huh.
I love Bounce.
Two more.
Yep. Spackle holes with Colgate toothpaste or any toothpaste that isn't gel. Yep.
And Crest toothpaste gets some love here as well. Get fingerprints off your glasses with Crest toothpaste.
That's hard to believe.
It seems like that would take a lot longer than just like squirting the glasses cleaner that I already have.
Yeah, but or saliva in the shirt tail.
But if you're in a pinch.
I like it.
I just want to get a big tote of Jell-O and put my nasty bare feet in it and see if it actually does deodorize
them.
Let's do it. Sorry, Caleb, if I was eating breakfast.
You smell lemony fresh.
Lemon fresh.
Well, this is the 40th, as far as I'm counting, the 40th best of the week. And never in the previous 39 have we drawn solely, singularly from one day until the great Susan birthday blowout from yesterday.
Oh,
here we
boy.
Go. And the birthday girl is here. And she's celebrating already.
I am. And I think I will post a photo of this little altar of wonderfulness.
Yeah,
all
wow.
of my favorite things. I love working here. I was ignoring birthdays. You guys celebrate them.
We do.
Listeners, let's do this. Let's normalize celebrating birthdays.
Happy birthday to you, Susan. This is Edith Ann. And I just hope you have a lot of birthday cake and a lot of birthday presents. And I wish you a very happy year. And that's the truth.
Oh, there we got the birthday girl there today. So glad that you made her there another year. God bless you all. And no shenanigans just because it's your birthday. No shenanigans. Why don't you go up north there and enjoy yourself. Happy birthday.
Good morning, everybody. Joyous Child here saying happy birthday. Have a wonderful day. And has anyone seen Jacques? There's no Jacques. Have a fabulous day, everyone.
I think that's Julia Child.
Yes.
So well amazing.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Sirona.
A day, such a day, a birth of a girl, and your mother was so proud, and you married a doctor. I just don't know how to go on.
Well, good morning. This is Sherry across the pond, Trumpa County Pond, that is. I'm just calling to wish Susan the very merriest of birthdays, and I hope you just have a cheerio good day. Thank you all.
Oh, Sherry and Whitehall, fantastic.
That's so much better than my accent. I am not worthy. Sherry, you're a legend. I loved it.
Happy birthday, Mom. I love you so much. And I can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. Love, Grace. And Dave.
Aw.
You don't need an accent there.
No,
Mama knows that voice anyway.
I do. That's my daughter, Grace. Mm. And her dog, Dave, of course.
And Dave has a voice like this. He's like, I love you, Bob.
M-O-M-B, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, Susan. This is Sven. After your excitement for Minnesota from Mark, I was so relieved to hear the Wisconsin accent is your favorite. I hope you enjoy your birthday. Remember, you're never too old to be anything, unless you want to be younger. You can't be that. Well, God bless. Have a wonderful day.
We've got Charlie Behrens Jr. here.
Good morning, WWIB. This is Will Jacoby coming at you live from UW Hospital in Madison. Just wanted to call and wish my mom, Susan Jacoby, a very happy 39th birthday. You don't look a day over 38, Mom. Love you so much. Bye.
Willie, you're such a good boy. You've done me proud, son. I love you.
Guten Morgen, Susan. Have eine frohe Geburtstag. Have a happy birthday, sweetheart.
Oh, bless his heart. I think that's Phil trying to be German.
My eighth grade German told me what Geburtstag was.
Hi, this is Al from Tilden wishing Susan a happy birthday. And my friend Donald wants to say it too.
That was fantastic.
That was
insanely good.
So good.
Susan, I know it's going a little far to suggest that this is one of the best days of your life, but it's been a fun morning show, right? An hour in?
I mean, this day and then the births of my children, then maybe my wedding day.
In that order?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
My face hurts from smiling. That's a great problem to have.
Oh, reliving this, the best of the week. Havo puts it all together for us every single week on the Wake Up Show, and it all came from yesterday.
Wow. We need to have a listener talent show. These people are gifted.
They are. You guys, you listeners are the bomb. You are amazingly talented.